Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. We have so much to talk about today, tonight actually. The music that you was hearing right there, that's from Shani Morel Holtz. You can find Shani on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. She's a very, very talented artist. She's always also to open up for bookings. But again, Shani Holtz, Shani Morel Holtz, Memory Lane. That's what she's talking about right there. Also, too, I want you guys to know before I get started that I was just got back from traveling back in Florida. And I was walking. I was going to get in the hot tub. Messed around, trying to be smooth, I guess. And wasn't paying attention, so I turned on the pump, and I was walking, and all of a sudden, my foot just, like, fell. I, like, slipped, like, through a crack out of nowhere around the hot tub. So my first thing, I'm thinking, like, I done lost my leg. And I looked down, and it was, like, really, really bad. And I actually had to go and get stitches on my leg, and I didn't call any family members or anything like that, but I was in the hospital for, you know, about a few hours or so, not bad, but so if I'm dragging around tonight on this radio, it's because of I was prescribed some things that I really didn't want to take, but I have to take it, even though I'm still full of my CBD oil, sure, but yeah, this basically you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention. And I tell you what, going into this topic today, the devil's been acting up. Been acting up. So, yeah, you have to pay attention. We'll talk about paying attention through the topic tonight also. But also, too, guys, I want to talk about what's been going on out there. And a little bit, too, about what's going on out there in the world today. A lot of very, very bad things that shouldn't be going on. But I also, too, want to make sure the CBD Pure Oil, okay? CBD Pure Oil, it's, guys, it works. It's helping me. Even through the pains and all of a sudden unpredictable injuries, I still take it. I still take it. And I can see the difference. And I did a short video on it on Facebook and put it on Instagram. I was in the gym, and what I did, I applied it under my tongue. And what you do, you hold it there on your tongue. Just hold it there. Close your mouth, hold it there for about 15, 20 seconds. And I think usually 20 seconds, depending on the person, it kind of dissolves right into your mouth. I smoke for 20 seconds. And I may take a drink with it, orange juice, cranberry juice, soda, you know, water, et cetera. And then from there, you're looking at about 10 to 15 minutes, you're going to start feeling a little at ease. But I tell you, guys, I played football to the highest level, blessingly. And the bad thing about that is just the injuries and from my head and just my overall body pain. Thank God for the CBD oil, CBD oil pure. And when I say CBD pure, because it has a pure taste to it, one taste, no flavors, one taste. I tell you, guys, I'm telling you now, not too many people out there have much pain as I have in my life now. I'm telling you, it works. So you get a chance to go to that site. You can see it, and also, too, you can come sign up as an affiliate and make money off of it also. You have to go to www.steviehelps.me, and you'll be able to pull it up. I also want to mention about these shootings. Not even that right now. I'm going to talk about this. Hold on a second. Again, I said I would like to, for us to, let's all give out thoughts and prayers for the people involved and loved ones that, you know, suffered loss and are still suffering loss through the mass shootings. I mentioned that about 2 weeks ago on the show about the shootings and whatnot and my strategies of getting it resolved or cured. Some people say it's possible. Some people say it's not possible. I just feel that I mentioned about if we can actually, you know, I mentioned about the White House, more or less, where you have the president sending troops to protect our borders, which is it need to be done, okay? But at the same time, putting troops in social event areas, movie theaters, outlet malls, churches, places where we as American citizens, where we like to go and things we do on the weekends, instead of now being so fearful to, if I go out tonight, this is my last night out. Basically, putting people of authority, like a military. By the way, also put them in good and bad areas. Put them all over. Let's try it out for a few years to control some of this erratic, I would say erratic, but also too cowardly behavior. These are the things that need to be done. That's just my opinion, how to get it done. Also, too, during this interview, there were shootings out in Thousand Oaks, California. Of course, I talked about the House of Worship in Pittsburgh, Yoga Studio in Tallahassee. And this goes to what I was talking about. The subject tonight is, do you know the true meaning of hate? Well, this particular person went into the yoga studio, and I'm not going to get into specific details, but I heard that he had a problem. He hated females. That's what I believe. He hated females. Now, how is a man going to hate a female? Obviously, I believe someone had mentioned, you know, you hear rumors and people talking all over the place. So if I'm wrong, you can call in and tell me. But supposedly, this guy was turned down from this female several times, and all of a sudden, he just felt like he hated all females. And then he decided to go out there and kill me some females at the yoga studio and kill myself. Guys, let me tell you, there's someone out there for someone. Okay? Ladies, there's someone out there for you. Because you get turned down, guys, 20 times don't mean that you should hate a female. And then the topic tonight we're going to talk about, You shouldn't hate any human. It's a no-no. And we'll get to the point. We'll explain why you shouldn't hate any human lives. You shouldn't hate people. And we'll talk about how it's different hating towards something that you don't stand for, something that you dislike, you have hatred, but not hating a person, a human. But guys, again, and young guys, if you're listening, if a female turn you down, do not be a hate toward them. It's just not the person for you. And I talked about in a show about a year ago about certain people just make music. When you find groups of people that get along, guess what? They all make music. Not actually just out there making music, but I'm saying the fact is they get along. They have the rhythm together. They just have that. That's just the way they are. They all get along. That's the same rhythm you would have when you meet the right person for you. Young ladies, young age, mid age, old age, the same way. Same way with you guys too. All right, let me get into this show. And also too, I want to kind of jump off from the shootings. And also too, guys, let's give up prayers too for the wildfires out there going on in California. That's very, very sad. People have no control. This fire just coming down and burning everything they have. And a lot of people are put in situations that they've never been in. And we pray that their minds are, and they can get through the adversity and that they're facing. And there's no failure. They're not failing anything because they lost something. It can be replaced. And for those that cannot replace it, we pray that they get themselves back on their feet. Someone mentioned during these mass shootings, was interviewed. They said, someone mentioned, no more prayers, but want guns off the streets. And it said, I understand it's a very hard and difficult process, but it can be done. The guns can be put off the street. Most of the guns can be put off the street. But they said they want no more prayers. They want guns off the street. But let me tell you the importance of prayer. You see, the prayers would knock the doors down. It may not be the doors you're looking at during that particular time. But the doors would be knocked down. So when people are giving out sincere prayers, and especially when you've lost loved ones, or to be in a situation, when people are giving out sincere prayers, believe me, you need all the prayers that you can get. Okay? Because prayers is a communication process that allows us to talk to God with confidence and belief that He will deliver. Okay? Prayers, because your mind may be telling you something very, very evil to do. There's a lot of people out here in this world today. If it wouldn't be for prayers, they could have been mass murderers. If it wouldn't be for prayers. A lot of people going to work tomorrow, have good jobs. And I'm not saying jobs is all that, but it's very important. Having good jobs, they feel as if their life is in order for them. Yeah, they have obstacles schools and situations, but they feel that they're okay. Some of those same people, if they didn't have prayers, it's no telling what they would have done. They could have gone out and hurt somebody and hurt themselves. For you believers, we know of our prayers, what they can and cannot do. And for you unbelievers, don't play with prayers. When people are sincerely giving you prayers, just take the prayers and you pray yourself. Because with prayers, you can see better. They give you a better vision. Prayers will give you strength. Prayers will help you think clear, basically open your eyes to figure out different obstacles, adversity, situations that you face and are facing and will be facing in life. So prayers are very, very important. I just wanted to say that because the fact is I saw this someone very, very angry and upset, and I started to keep, and the media kept just over and over just saying it. And it's like the people on the other side, this unbelievers laughing. Like, yeah, you don't need no prayers. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And I'm saying, yeah, and I'm not saying yes, trying to be professional. Yeah, you do need them. Everyone need them. This day and time, we need prayers all the time. You better stay prayed up. We're going to talk about just hate. Hate defines it's feel intense or passionate dislike for someone. First of all, I understand how somebody can hate somebody, but I guess it can be easily done because it's taught. We'll talk about that. The feel intense or passionate dislike for someone. Like, I just passionately hate that person. Just hate them. That's the difference between hating someone, and which we will be discussing tonight, versus hating a situation. Okay? It's different. Different situations on that. Let you guys know something. Check this out. When I was a little boy, I was in the backyard with my dad. And a lot of times, my dad, I was always the one, people that know me, I'm an outdoor person. Actually, when I was in college, I was thinking about going into recreation. And I felt like, recreation. But that was actually what I should have gone in recreation, parks and recreation, because I loved outdoors. And but we were outside. And I'm talking about something. And I told my dad, I said, I hate et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I went off like, I was young. I was probably about, I don't know how old I was. I know I was very young. But I remember that day. I probably like 9, 10 years old, whatever. And he immediately, with a high tone pitch, raised his voice at me. And he said, don't you ever, ever use hate or say it in that type of tone, in that type of way. Don't you ever do that again. And, I looked at Dad like, okay, I got it. I didn't have it, but I just believe what my dad told me. Don't use hate. He said, don't use hate toward a person. Because I was talking about somebody. He said, did you ever say that again? That's what's wrong today. We don't have parents telling their kids straight up. We want to be friends. And that's why these friends right here today, giving these mass murders. That's what these friends are doing. So, when my dad said that, he said, don't you ever use it that way. I've been blessed, I tell you guys, to learn plenty of things from my family, my parents, over the years, and still learning from my dad because my mom is deceased. But that particular time when my dad raised his voice about hate at me, still today, I still think about that day. And I still think about that all the time. It's in my head not to hate someone. And for the people that didn't learn that, I hope you learn it tonight. Hate is a very, 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 very dangerous word. Take it so for granted. You got little kids. Oh, I hate you, Mom. I hate you. Little girls, I hate you, Mom. Little boys, I hate you, Mom. I hate you, Dad. Well, just give my kids some time out. No, you need to go in there and explain to your kids why they shouldn't be using hate. You got to explain to them. Look at the world today. You have hate going all across the United States. We're the most, listen, we all struggling for righteousness in the United States right now. And we have some of our own people that's leading the country, leading in the wrong direction. Leading the wrong direction. And we cannot allow that to keep going. We have to express ourselves when we see hate, like we're doing, sometimes most people do in the media, about how backwards, dysfunctional, and how low that is. A lot of hate to just keep going across the United States. Like I said, I learned a lot of things from my parents, and that stayed in my head, and it's still today. By the way, I thank God for having my parents and telling me and my brothers to not to use the word hate against other people. Okay? I thank my parents for that. And parents used to have a chance today to tell your kids the same thing as my mom and my dad told us, my brothers, not to use hate. Very important. Very important. I'm going to go on the biblical side of this. We're going to talk about this hate. I'm going to go to, for you believers and unbelievers, I want you to listen to. So when you see unbelievers, this is the problem. I did a show not too long ago about why can't man make blood. And probably a lot of you guys probably still trying to figure out that that man can make blood, can't make no blood. If man can't make blood, how stupid are you not to believe that Jesus exists? Now, I have friends that's believers, and I have friends that have gone across as unbelievers. When I say friends, people are mad and they don't believe you. You just pray, hope for one day that they will. Okay, so let me get into this. 1 John 3rd chapter 15 verse. And you know, guys, when you're doing a motivational show and you're talking to people, to get people and to get in their soul, you always got to talk. You're going to revert right back to the Bible. You know, I want to do a show, and I say, I'm going to do this show. I'm going to just kind of like fling through it. I'm going to have a little bit more pizzazz and talk about all this. But you still got to get back to prayer and got to God. That's the only thing, keep our souls and keep our minds right. Like I tell people all the time, I'm not a mess. I like to have fun, you know. And the Bible said, drink and be merry. I'm not saying I'm drinking, alcoholic, anything like that. But I like to have a good time, people that know me. Okay. 1 John 3rd chapter 15 verse. Okay, let me give you some point of views and scriptures. What God is talking about, Jesus Christ. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Okay, he said everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Okay, that's very, very deep right there. And that was actually on 1 John 3rd chapter 15 verse. And I believe I got to that New International Version, but I'm going to go to 1 John 2nd chapter 9th verse. If anyone claims to be in the light but hates his brother, he is still in darkness. I'm going to say it again. A lot of you guys are going to catch this. 1 John 2nd chapter 9th verse. If anyone claims to be in the light but hate his brother, he is still in the darkness. It's so many different examples you can use that. You can say someone, oh,
this is what I'm doing for people, this is what I do over here, and bragging on what you do for everybody else. But at the same time, you have hatred in your heart. You know better than the next person that has hate in their heart. In your eyes, you may feel like you're getting something done, you're doing the right thing, but you're not. For example, churchgoers, all right? A lot of you churchgoers, okay, or you believers, for us, I put me in it too. When I say things, it's not me. I mean, I put up, a lot of times I'm talking about this, I'm talking about myself to help me. For you churchgoers, you make sure every week, or sometimes twice a week, you're the first and the last person to leave the church. And you still have hate in you. How can you go to church that much and you still have hatred in you? I'm going to tell you why. Because you're truly not praying like you should, and you're worried about the next person, male or female, who's going to take something from you. It could be a person's race. A person may not have the lacking of clothing, but you're looking down upon them. But you churchgoer, and you go to church. Man, I'm going to church, man. I got to put my clothes on, go to church. You know, church number one. It is number one. Church, you have to go to church. Then there's some ladies out there. Girl, we went to church and we had a good time. But you still have a hatred in your heart. I'm laughing because the fact is I've heard this. And it's so true. It's so true. You get an abstract illusion. Abstract illusion. That's what you're getting, receiving. You have a long ways to go. An abstract illusion, you worry about what the person may have before you. How the way they dress, how the way they talk, how the way they look. You're worried about someone that's after you, taking something from you. Well, there you go, getting ready to go to church every day. Yeah, you do that. But at the same time, you have to clear your heart up and get that hate out of it. Hate is like a thorn in your soul. If you don't watch it, it will never be plucked out. Never be plucked out. You got to be careful with that hate. The hate is serious. Deep. Go to Zechariah, there's 17 verse, and this is a New International Version. It says, 17 said, do not plot evil against each other. Wait a minute. See, here we go. It says, do not plot evil against each other. I feel like most TV shows, the things I see around the day in today's society, I see it going on all the time. Do not plot evil against each other. And do not love to swear falsely. Oh, geez. Do not love to swear falsely. You have so much going on today with that. So much going on today. That's so deep. That's going to be another topic. I hate all this, declares the Lord. You see, he hates all of it. See, in today's society, we have tons of this. Like I said, young, shamely, and older. Young and shamely older, doing the same thing like they was doing these teenagers. Older folk, same thing. But you going to church and you hustling to church and you hustling back, still not right. You know, still not right. Thorns all across your body, all in your heart, just all in your soul, just thorns. When you start shouting out false claims, rumors on someone, you're playing with fire, and you better start praying and asking for forgiveness, because if not, your time is coming, and it's not going to be in a good way. I'm going to say it again. When you start shouting out false claims, rumors on someone, you're playing with fire, and you better start praying and asking for forgiveness. Because if not, Your time is coming, and not in a good way. That's just the truth. So much of that going on today. And I know you guys see it. That's why I was saying this hate is covering the whole world, and especially the United States right now. We hate each other because of their complexion. Now, you can't hate somebody because of what they believe in. That's what they believe in. Okay? You can't hate that. But it's hate going on over the world. Some people just born with hate. But it's for us as adults to teach them not to hate. You go to Luke 6, chapter 22nd verse, New International Version. 22nd, it says, "Blessed are you when people hate you." He's saying blessed when people hate you now. Okay. Blessed are you when people hate you. So a lot of you guys out there right now, you feel that, young and old, you feel that you just don't fit in. People just don't like you because you may have a different outlook on something, a certain situation. And people all of a sudden just turn to hate. Just, you haven't done anything wrong. The way you look, the way you dress, the way you, the confidence that you carry along with you. You have a chip on your shoulder. Okay? You have a chip on your shoulder. You have a cockiness some way. Cockiness always mean that a person's cocky, you got to hate them. They hate you because you're cocky. That's just confidence. It could be that. Blessed are you when people hate you. So you just keep focusing on where you're going in life. And when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man, blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. And if you find sometime, how do you respond when someone hate you? Okay? This goes right here to Luke. How would you respond when someone hates you? First of all, when someone hates you, it's up to you if you want to talk to that person and explain. Just go talk to them. And if they still have hatred to them, let them live with that. But it's for you to still keep your eye on the prize and still move forward in life. And you do what you believe within the righteous way. You know, we're not stupid. We know what's right and what's wrong. But at the end of the day, you have to stay on the right lane and try to stay off the wrong lane as much as you can. You have to do that. You know, at the end of the day, the Lord calls us and tells us to love our neighbors always. We're not doing that today. And that's why you have certain people from young to old. Don't let the devil keep winning. What I'm saying is you have a lot of things going to the media. The media is giving you alerts to this cabinet is this way, this cabinet is this way. People, our leaders, with hate, bitter, poor among each other and things like that. Very, very childish. Very, very childish. You go through life learning to be a better person, different status that you have to go through, different you could be working at a grocery store. You may start out working at the cash register, but eventually you ended up going a different stages. All of a sudden, you become the manager. That's just not there. That's anywhere, any particular job or occupation. So what I'm saying is to say this, you go through life doing these things, but if you have hate in your system, in your soul, you would never, ever get it right. And that's what's going on in the world. I'm not going to be calling nobody's names. But it's there. The rabbit is under the hat. It's under the hat. There it is. The rabbit is under the hat. They have hate in their system. And you got to pray that people get that hate out their soul. You got to pray. You got to pray. You see, it doesn't matter what you're going through in life. Remember that God, Jesus, like I said, he loves you. And you have to believe and trust that it's true. It's mandatory. You have to trust it that it's true. It's mandatory. If in doubt, you always have time for prayer. It works, trust me. I've been through a lot of things in my life. A lot. A lot. Okay? A lot. I've been through a lot now. I mean, that's going to be another topic. A lot of guys don't know it, but a buddy of mine called me and said he didn't know that I was pronounced dead at the scene. I was pronounced dead at the scene for quite some time. A lot of things I don't talk about because it's so deep that a lot of people don't understand what I'm saying. Okay? So prayer works. I tell you this, I remember when I was a little boy being in church when they had no music and all you had was just the stomping of the feet. Stomping of the feet and claps. Shouting. Where everybody wore white, you know, most ladies wore white that day. Men would have black suits on. Just stomping and clapping. No music. You were a little boy, you get chills on your body. Like something working inside you. Well, men would pray. Not just so much as women today, but men was praying back then. Praying. Before you know it, you young boy, you feel like you want to cry. You knew something and that church is moving. See, that's a whole other ball game. Our little minds don't understand. That's a whole different ball game. There are a lot of guys, let me get back on the track. Okay. It works. You may not see it, but it will show up. And then you understand. But you must pay attention so you won't miss it. Okay? And say it works. It works. Okay? Let me say this again. If in doubt, always have time for prayer. It works. You may not see it, but it will show up, and then you understand. But you must pay attention so you won't miss it. Hate attracts evil. It attracts evil. It attracts evil. It's as if the devil, the demons, get alerts when they see hate in someone's soul. Okay? It's like when they see or they can feel thoughts in your system. If you're weak to have hate towards someone, it's basically like we have a hater over here, okay? Then alerts go up to the demons, the devil. The demons, there's alerts. We got a hater over here. Here's a hater. Let's latch on. We're going to latch on. And they latch on like flies, like garbage to that soul, that hate. I'm going to say it again. It latches on like flies to garbage in your soul. Let's latch on to that person over there. And they say, what? What about that group? Yes, let's get that group too. They hating also too. They got hating them too. Let's get them also. Wait a minute. What about the youth? that the parents are teaching, to dislike certain cultures, races, or people of religion, or we already have them. That's the devil saying, we already have them. That's no problem. We got them. So they're on their way. We got them too. We're good. But what you can do, we can sprinkle a little bit more hate over them also, so we make sure we secure it. So that's what's going on. That's what's going on, and that's what's serious out here. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. We overlook the hate, and we don't see how the devil is working every day. I mentioned again, I was walking out to get in the hot tub because the fact is I'm so tight and so much trauma from football, head injuries, and just scar tissue. I need to get in some heat. And every other football player, I know what I'm talking about. And not just football player, it can be an elderly person, just tight. I got to get in the hot tub to loosen my body up. And also I'm walking, and all of a sudden, I usually pay attention. I just stepped right into this dream. And I thought I lost my leg. That's how, when it felt. And plus water on top of it, because if you water on top of something, you don't feel it too much. But I looked down, I thought I lost my leg. And just going to this topic about hate, the demon, the devil's been working. We have to pay attention out there and look. Like I told that kid about a month ago, you got to pay attention to what's going out there in the world. Okay? Pay attention. The devil is winning. We can stop him. The hate is taking over our country. We have to pay attention, guys. I'm going to close out with this. Hate is the feel, intense, or passionate dislike for someone. If you hang around someone that has hate in them and their hearts for someone, please, please disconnect yourself from them. Because you'll be watching the way they move, and you're going to find, like, I don't move like that. Because if not, you will become just like them. With hate in your heart toward others. And that's not a good thing. We're all in the race, in a race in life, and there is good side and there's an evil side. Okay? On both sides of the road. Good on one side and evil. We're going to make mistakes in life, but let's not make the mistakes of letting hate for one another build in our hearts. Okay? Let's not make the mistake of letting hate for one another build up in our hearts. Guys, prayer plus faith is the strongest method to rid the world of hate. Hate is strong, but prayer is stronger. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Again, let us, in your time, make sure we say and give our prayers for all the people out there losing their loved ones and through these mass shootings, and also to the wildfires out in California. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'll post another show sometime, probably, hopefully before the end of the week. And again, guys, this hate is serious. It's very serious. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Good night.
the body.